May 22, 1909, The Sweet Notes of Love. This morning, as I received communion, Blessed Jesus did not come. And after waiting for a long time between vigil and sleep, and seeing that time was passing and Jesus was not coming, I wanted to go out of my sleep, but at the same time I wanted to stay, because of the torment I felt in my heart at not having seen him. I felt like a baby who, wanting to sleep and being awakened by force, starts making fusses and cries. However, in my fussing, while striving to wake up, I said within my interior, "What bitter separation! I feel lifeless, yet I live, but life is harder than death. However, may your privation be for love of you. For love of you the bitterness I feel. For love of you my tormented heart. For love of you the life I don't feel, though I live. But so that it may be more acceptable to you, I unite this suffering of mine to the intensity of your love, and with mine, I offer you your own love." But as I was saying this, he moved in my interior and told me, "How sweet and delightful to my hearing is the note of love. Say it once more, repeat it again. Cheer my hearing with these notes of love, so harmonious, which descend deep into my heart and sweeten all of me. Yet, who would believe it? I am ashamed to say it." In my huffiness, I answered, "I don't want to say it, you get sweetened, while I get more embittered." My sweet Jesus kept silent, as though being displeased with my answer. And as soon as I woke up, I repeated my notes of love many times. However, he did not let himself be heard or seen for the whole day.